This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Hello there, and welcome to Lighthouse 112. Today we're interviewing Rachel Filippi, principal at Sherwood Elementary School in North Shore School District 112 in Highland Park, Illinois. In this episode, we're going to learn more about Principal Filippi's leadership story, her career, some aspirations she may have, proud moments, and her thoughts regarding anything she wishes to share with us. Thank you again for joining us today, Rachel. Thank you for your great work on behalf of our students and our district every day. It's really fantastic to have you on Lighthouse 112 to share the voice of a principal, especially during the strange COVID-19 remote education scenario. So good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very excited to be here and share about some of my past and what's going on right now during COVID-19 and 112.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your background. Who are you as a person? Any personal stuff you want to share is welcome. Any personal stuff you don't want to share is welcome too. And then we'll talk a little bit about your educational background, your career, and ultimately what brought you here to Sherwood School, home of the Pandas in our North Shore School District 112.
Sure. So I have a wonderful husband named John. He is also in administration in a neighboring school district. So we both understand, you know, our jobs and what comes with it. We have two very cute boys. Matt is 3.5 and Jake is 1.5. And they keep us on our toes every single day.
Well, I must say, we're going to give our shout out and a tip of the hat to Dr. John Filippi because, like you, he's a superstar and he's a great person. So we'll tip our hat to him and give him a shout out and probably tag him on social media when we promote the interview. Tell us a little bit more. Tell us about your education and your professional journey.
Sure. So I went to the University of Iowa and thought the rest of my life I would be in the business world. So I obtained a business degree. I spent 3 years in the private sector and was happy, but I didn't feel my passion burning anywhere. So I took the time to reflect and think about, you know, what I could be doing with my life differently and landed on going back to school to get my special education degree and master's as an LBS, learning behavior specialist. I landed my first teaching job in Prospect Heights at MacArthur Middle School, and I taught 7th and 8th grade special ed, resource and self-contained. I loved every single second of teaching and I still miss it every single day. Just the connections you have with those students are incredible. And it's even great now. I've been talking to some of my past students and they're graduating college and watching them grow is still really, really, just really fun. After I taught, I became an assistant principal at Shepherd Middle School in Deerfield, and then moved on to be an assistant principal at Walden Elementary School, which was great because I then gained my elementary school experience. So having the experience of K-8 is not only eye-opening, but it's also valuable as to how I make my decisions when working with teams. I fell in love with elementary and then moved on to be principal at McKenzie Elementary School in Wilmette, gained some wonderful experience there, and now I'm the proud principal of Sherwood Elementary School, and I couldn't think of any other place I'd want to be.
Well, I couldn't think of any other place I'd want you to be either. I'm very, very happy to hear that. I think it's neat to learn about the journey of all of our educators, teachers, support personnel, administrators. So do you ever look back and say, what if you had stayed in the private sector? And what if you had stayed in marketing and management? Do you ever think about what if?
No. I know, I remember just even when I student taught that I finally felt like I was home in my career. And I was happy, and just seeing the joy in the students and working with the teachers and everything that we were able to do on a daily basis, is what keeps my fire going. No, I don't look back one bit.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm so happy that we had a chance to work together at Shepherd Walden, and now again at Sherwood. It's a real joy for me to lead with you, and it's a real joy for me to have you as a critical member of our leadership team. Rachel, let's pivot a little bit and let's focus on Sherwood School. Would you share with our listeners a little bit more about what makes the school, where you are the lead learner and the head teacher, the principal, what makes Sherwood School unique and special?
Sure. So Sherwood School is a monolingual school in Highland Park. We have about 380 students. That ebbs and flows more often than maybe some other elementary schools, because we are privileged to have our military families a part of our community. So our students are moving in, moving out from all different places around the world, which not only is that incredible experiences for those students, but also their peers, and learning about where they have come from and all the experiences that they've had. In addition to having our military families, we also have the individualized learning program, which is comprised of students with low incidence needs. We have three classrooms, K through five, and that is just another special piece of Sherwood's heart, to have those students in our building working side by side with their peers, included as much as possible, and also seeing our general education students become leaders and building friendships and bonds with all different types of students at all different learning levels with all different needs. It's incredible.
I think it sounds fantastic, and I know that it really works beautifully in real life. Do you have any buddy programs or peer programs where the children in the individualized learning program get to interact with children who are more typically developing or are not in the ILP program as well?
We do. So one of our teachers, Luke Roberts, is in charge of our buddy program at Sherwood, and he does a phenomenal job. Students sign up if they want to sign up. The list of students goes on and on and on and on, because most students want to be a part of this program. And those relationships, like I said, that are built are really stem from this buddy program and creating those opportunities for our students to interact with each other.
Rachel, in our school district, the motto is inspire, innovate, and engage. And I know when you took the helm at Sherwood School and you assessed some of the great strengths and you assessed some of the needs, you and your team came up with the motto, You Matter. Can you talk to us a little bit about You Matter?
Sure. So as I learned more about the staff at Sherwood, I was able to recognize the strengths, like you said, that were there, and what is there is a foundation to grow and learn together. As a school district or as a school unit, all of our positions in that school matter. I can't do my position without our teachers. Our teachers can't do their position or their role or their job, you know, without a principal or a school nurse or administrative assistant or custodian. We all are an essential part to our success, and I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. So the hashtag You Matter is something we talk about every single day, not only as a staff, but it's part of our morning announcements, because it's not just about our staff, it's about our students too. And we all have something unique to bring to the table, and we celebrate that.
So Rachel, talk to me how you as a principal communicate, exude, support, and lead with high expectations. Give us a couple examples if you don't mind.
Sure. So I, as a principal believe that all students can exceed expectations. It depends, of course, on where they're at, but we need to have those high expectations to believe that our kids are able to reach for the stars. And in order to do that, I meet with my teams every week, whether it's planning for curriculum. And what Sherwood is doing more of now is really using our data to drive our decisions. So we need to know what our data looks like in order to know where we can push our students. So we're diving into that and setting academic, social, emotional, whatever type of goal for our kids using our data. So that is the main piece or tool that we use. The other piece of it as well is, you know, I think we all need to realize that our kids are capable of anything. And it's important to provide them opportunities that they can achieve anything and never doubt that, well, they're just in kindergarten. That doesn't matter. You know, what they can do, our kindergartners should be, you know, running the classroom and in charge of the classroom environment and should be incredibly independent. And I see that in our classrooms and I'm really proud of that because we're not creating or growing academic children. We're growing global citizens.
I think that's fantastic. And I really appreciate you illustrating that for me and for our listeners. Rachel, what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to move our focus to this remote education experience that not only Sherwood School, but District 112, Illinois, the United States, and quite frankly, the entire world has been faced with since mid to late March. We are teaching at home, not from home. Talk to us as a principal's perspective, what's the COVID-19 pandemic done to, with, and for the educational delivery and the learning for the pandas at Sherwood Elementary School, please?
So I think we would all agree that teachers didn't go into this profession thinking we are going to be connecting with students behind a screen in our homes. As a teacher, we are people who constantly want to be around people and kids and interact and communicate. So it's hard. This is a hard adjustment for everybody. What I have seen come out of this at Sherwood is my grade level teams are more cohesive than they have ever been, because the planning piece behind planning for remote learning is complicated, and we have to make sure we are over communicating and communicating clearly and meeting often in order to deliver lessons that are appropriate for our students. So the cohesiveness of the teams are incredible. Also as a staff, the amount that we have relied on each other, whether it be for planning help, for emotional support, for social support, everybody is there for each other, no matter what, no matter when. People are working 24/7 and they're willing to do it because we want our students to be as successful as possible in this crazy learning environment that we were handed. As a principal, I'm trying to touch base face-to-face, aka via Zoom, with classes every single day, with staff every single day, also phone calls and text messages. We really just have to rely on whatever communication that we have in order to stay connected.
Now let's talk about the impact on your life and John's life working at home.
It's been an adjustment.
And by the way, I just hope you know I'm not going to even edit out the noise of my printer here at my home where I'm recording now, because it's just another example. We're at home. We have learners who are doing school. And so this is a good real life example of how it is. So talk to us a little bit about how it's been for you and John and the boys with you principling from home. So now, Rachel, talk to us about how this working and leading at home has been for you, John, and the boys, if you don't mind.
No, it has been a challenge. There are positives to being at home with our kids, and there are challenges to being at home. As I mentioned, we have a 1.5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old, so they are not independent at all. So it's been hard to meet the needs of our kids in our home, to meet the needs of all of the kids at Sherwood and staff. Like I had mentioned, John was a principal before, so he understands, you know, the amount that I need to be available to staff and district for whatever is needed. But we try to alternate our Zoom call times, or sometimes I have one of my kiddos sitting at my lap if I'm in a Zoom call with a class. Yesterday during an admin meeting, Matt was on ADC Mouse right next to me while I was in a meeting. So adjusting, yeah, and we're making it work, but it's hard. It's hard, and I know all of our kids are affected by this. It's weird seeing mom at home while working, and I talk to some parents lately, and I tell them, and it's true, I said, listen, I know it's hard at home when you're trying to be their, you know, parent and their teacher, and I said, guess what, my kids could care less if I'm a principal. So it's not any easier in the Flippy household at all.
Do you have any, gosh, I wish I would have known this before the pandemic, or next year, please believe me, I hope we're full-time, in-person, regular schooling. If we're not, though, what are some takeaways and learnings that you've encountered that you'd like to share that, well, you know what, if I had to do this over again, I would do this, or if we're disrupted next year, I'm going to suggest that we do that. Do you have any of those thoughts?
I mean, some of it was the tech piece, right, that we had to learn quickly. So if I had to do it over again, I wish I knew more about Zoom right off the bat, but we also learned quickly. I'm not going to lie, I wish I had more stuff home for my office. So sure. That's a piece. There's a lot of missing pieces and books and items that I wish I had in order to get through some day-to-day things. I think it comes back down to going back to that data piece and having it in one nice place to continue to look at data for our kids. And not just the academic data, that's the easy stuff to account for. It's the social emotional data, because our kids are going through a lot of different emotions right now, and students who didn't have any types of behaviors or issues before, they're experiencing those now. And I guess I just wish we had a little more baseline on more of the social emotional aspect of our kids to know how we can best support them in a situation like this.
I really appreciate that, Rachel. I have to say the transition and transformation has been incredible and immediate from you and your other principal and associate principal colleagues, obviously our teachers, and they're really incredible, incredible hard work. Our parents, I don't think any of us realize, except those of us who are parents, how incredibly difficult and challenging this has been on parents to try to do remote or e-learning. You know, some of our parents don't understand why an 8-year-old can't be on a live webinar for 3, 4, 5 hours, because the parents, in fairness to them, their most recent learning experience was in college or, you know, in graduate school where there was a large lecture hall. And they may know intellectually and cognitively that children don't learn that way, and it's also an ineffective way of learning anywhere. But many parents who've had concerns have shared with me, they're concerned that we're not on live from 8 to 3. And I get that. And I really respect that, and I understand that. Yet at the same point, young children, especially in the K-5 arena, really cannot and should not be live on a camera or a computer or a lecture or a webinar for more than the times we're doing. Clearly, in some cases, we're doing too little. In other cases, we're doing too much. And yet, for others, it's just right. And obviously, we want to improve each week. This has been a tremendously difficult experiment that none of us anticipated, none of us wanted. I really appreciate your positive, practical, honest, and really just can-do attitude and can-do spirit. I know it benefits the kids and teachers and staff at Sherwood as well as the parent community. And I know that we and others are going to be studying this for decades to come. And believe you me, the classes of 2020 will never forget that they were the classes born out of a global health crisis in which education and the economy were caught together. Rachel, it is absolutely a pleasure speaking with you and leading with you. And I appreciate you spending time to talk to me and be featured here on Lighthouse 112. Are there any final thoughts or closing comments you'd like to share before you go?
I just feel fortunate to be a part of the North Shore District 112. The amount of support that we have had as principals from families and the community and our friends over at the district office has been remarkable. We couldn't have done this without the support of each other. And just all the principals, elementary and middle school, coming together and we're sharing this and that and what are you doing? That is making us better as a whole district. And I appreciate it. And I feel privileged that I'm able to work with a team that is so compassionate, passionate, and caring for each other.
Rachel, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to many more years with you. And I really look forward to working live in person like we used to. Thank you so much for being featured on Lighthouse 112.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.